Welcome to the programme. I'm talking to Ben Carpenter, who is with Dublin Circus Project. You're more than welcome, Ben. We're going to talk about some aspects of what the Dublin Circus Project does, but not in its totality, because it's a big subject, which I will be returning to, hopefully, in early August, and we will go into it much more comprehensively. But for this morning, for this interview, we're going to talk about aspects of it. Just tell me what the Dublin Circus Project is first, Ben.
Well, but it's we're a not-for-profit, volunteer-led organization that's aiming to promote and encourage the circus scene in Dublin. We started about 5 years ago by a group of people in Dublin who saw that there was no circus training centers or no circus school in Dublin, which is really strange for Europe because every other capital has one, and set out towards sort of making one with us.
Okay, I'd just like to just point out here, you're probably aware of the fact that I did an interview with Fee Rooney last week, who is a circus aerialist, she said, and she also is branching into burlesque. But I did an interview, so you would know Fee, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know her quite well. I've known her for a few years now.
Yeah, well, I was surprised. I was surprised to learn too that there wasn't any sort of a circus. Circus training in the capital city or in I was surprised to find out that there actually is, to be quite honest with you. I didn't know there was one, and it was a nice surprise to find out that there is, but not an awful lot of people know that, seemingly. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite small itself, and there's a lot of people that do try circus and do a lot of bits and pieces, but not a lot of people know about it really, or know it's there.
Yeah,
which is something as well we're trying to really push out, you know, doing public shows and stuff like that, and trying to get it out to people and let them know there's a place there to come training.
Yes. Sorry for cutting across you, Ben. Continue.
Right. Well, now we've got this place. It's only small now. We call it the Barn, our training space on Parnell Square, or just off it. And it's only wee, but that's where, you know, we're giving our start, started giving beginners adult circus courses on Wednesday evenings and running a whole bunch of other ones in there too.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me a little bit of what skills people can learn if they go on the course. There are courses, aren't there?
Classes. Yeah, well, there's courses for us there as well. There's the beginners adult circus course, and that one we start off, it's 5 weeks long. I think it's only like 40 euro for all 5 weeks. And we do a bit of, you know, the classic ones, a bit of a poi, which is like balls on, you swing around and stuff. And we got the classic juggling, a thing called Diablo, which is like a weird couple of sticks and a string, and you throw a spinny thing around on it. And a few bits like that. And some basic acrobatics and stuff we're trying now as well. We've started doing courses in, which is great. And there's now a weekly one in that too, so you can come down and check it out with a guy called Henrik, who's fantastic. And yeah, it's great. And also you can come in to our training space, you know, it's public training space as well. So you can come in for €5 a day or €30 for the whole month.
Yeah.
And learn off the other people in there, which is great.
So just tell us, you said it, that the training center's in Parnell Square. Whereabouts in Parnell Square is it?
Just off the top of Parnell Square. It's in a place called Frederick Court.
Right.
Just off Parnell Square. If you look it up on, we have a little map, and we got ourselves added to Google Maps as Dublin Circus Project. So if you search that up on Google Maps, we should pop right up there at the top of Parnell Square.
Okay.
It's quite small, and kind of hard to find, so you will need the Google Maps for it.
Okay. The classes also include clown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some clown as well with one of our resident clowns, Angelica. It's physical theatre and clown too.
Right.
Go on.
Yeah, no, I'm visualising traditional circus clowns. Is that what you're telling me it is, or is it a different...
we kind of branched off. It's not really traditional. There is some traditional in there, but it's more physical comedy, so... you know, movements and stuff like that, and using that for comedy rather than the classic red nose, white face, sort of like doing silly things.
So it's much more contemporary work, Ben, is it?
Yeah. Most of, a couple of us work in more classical circus sort of stuff, but most of us do work towards more contemporary stuff, like street shows and stage work, theatre work and stuff like that, rather than the classic ring circus, big spectacle sort of stuff.
Well, that's is that on? Would you say that classical circus would be kind of on the wane, so to speak? Years ago, when I was a young man, a trip to the circus would be a real treat, and you'd sit there and look at the performers, and they'd bring out the horses that the lady would jump on the back of and off and tumble and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And there were animals involved in it. The modern contemporary circus has moved away from that, really, hasn't it?
In a lot of ways, yeah, it has. I wouldn't say classical circus is waning too much. I mean, it still seems to have quite a strong support base. A lot of people still really love it. But yeah, now it's more striving towards a sort of, I suppose it seems, less as a sort of giant spectacle, and more towards the sort of artistic side of it, and people trying to make, stories from shows and make really interesting shows from that, rather than just the classic skills.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the Cirque du Soleil, if I'm pronouncing that right, which is it's TV, it's television, it's huge, it's very spectacular, and some of the stunts, for want of a better word, are incredible. The way they're performed, it's absolutely breathtaking, and it must the levels of fitness that the performers have must be totally colossal, and they must go through a huge amount of training to achieve what they're able to achieve.
Yeah, since they're training and food. Those people are amazing. That's another form of sort of contemporary, the telling the story and seeing how it is. A lot of those performers are actually former Olympic triad gymnasts and stuff like that, which I believe, that end up going in and performing in the circus. But this idea of a massive sort of show, but that also tells a story rather than just the classical things. I mean, Cirque du Soleil is amazing as well. So we had a great chance last year to meet some of them. They allowed us graciously to come in and view one of their training days when they were performing in the O2 last year, which was fantastic. So we got to see them at work as well as the show, which was great.
Yeah, I just have another document here, another press release from ISRCS. Is your organisation affiliated to ISACS as part of it? Yeah,
ISACS. That's a great organisation. It's been around for a couple of years now. It's from a lovely lady called Lucy Medlicott, the Irish Street Artist and Spectacle group. They're fantastic. We're a member of them. They're basically working to promote circus and get circus really running as a professional thing in Ireland as well, doing promotion and bringing informing everyone who's members that about workshops and stuff that are going on in the country and England and stuff.
There's also Belfast Circus School, and there's one in Galway as well, so are you all kind of networking together and in touch with each other, so to speak?
Right now, go ahead.
I was just mentioning the fact that there's also a circus school in Belfast, and there's one in Galway as well.
Galway.
And are you all sort of in touch with each other and working together?
That's another thing, actually, that Ireland is lacking. We don't actually have a proper network. ISACS is actually starting to make one, but with youth circus and stuff, it was only in March that I first went up to Belfast to meet with Will Chamberlain. He's the guy that runs the school there. Right. And started talking to him about making connections and making a format for teaching across the entire of the island.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of working on that in little bits and pieces and working together. But so far we're all independent groups now.
Well, you're only,
I mean, we'll help each other out,
You've only been organized, your individual organizations have only been together for a few years. So sometimes doesn't it take, takes a bit of time for organisations to come together and set up networks and so to speak. So it's early days yet, I'd imagine, with you, is it?
Yeah, it's still early on. Now we're trying to, because, the UK has a massive network and stuff as well, but they kind of ignore Belfast, and Ireland doesn't really have one. So yeah, it's little baby steps. We're all going to work pretty hard at keeping the own our group going.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like side projects in our spare time to try try to get it all together.
Yeah. Can I ask you, Ben, how you got involved in it in the first place?
In circus? Yeah. To be honest, one of my friends just did it. I was in college studying law, and one of my friends was working with a guy who juggled on his lunch. I met them, started meeting some circus people, and just really I got hooked. It was great. From the beginning, it was just loads of fun. There's loads of great people involved. So I started that way, and that was about 6 years ago. Yep. And then, moved over to Berlin to go learn some more juggling for a month, and ended up staying for 11 months and learning in a professional training center there. That was it. That was me really stuck then.
So you're no longer studying law, would that be correct?
No, I completed my degree, and a couple of months later started juggling more and more as a hobby, and never really looked back. Now I'm looking at more creating work, starting youth circus and stuff in Dublin, right, and just try create work and spread circus that way.
So you've left the law behind, so to speak, then, have you?
Completely left behind. Well, except for the odd documents and stuff I have to write for us. For DCP, it's well behind.
I'm sure it's still good to have that background, because it could come in handy sometimes. As you just mentioned, you may have to write documents and so forth, and insurance and stuff like that, I'm sure would be something you'd have to consider with performance and so forth, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got a bunch of that stuff. So it's been pretty handy for DCP, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Ben, I did say at the top of the program that I'm going to be looking at circus projects in more depth in August, early August, hopefully, and we'll be talking to you again. But for people who'd like to get involved and learn some of the circus skills, how do they get in touch with Dublin Circus Project?
To get in touch, they can get on we've got a Facebook page, The Barn Dublin Circus Project. We'll have a website soon, hopefully up. We're just having a couple of problems with that, which will be dublincircusproject.com. And that has all the details and the numbers and stuff you need to call us and get in contact.
Lovely. Okay, Ben, we're going to leave it there, but I'll be in touch with you again next week. I know that I'm going to be hopefully going along to have a look at one of the classes and maybe even do a bit of juggling myself if I can manage.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Okay, Ben, I'll be talking
okay,
to you later
thanks
on.
A lot, Pat.
Okay, thanks a million. Thank you.